Tadpoles, but he was all grown up. But he's all grown up.
He was a frog. Oh, he was a frog. Okay.
So he didn't eat him, and then he could. He was a frog, so he could like he was leaping, and then I don't know.
And that's it.
Yes.
And then it ended.
Yes.
So the frog was safe.
Yeah.
Frog was safe. Grew in a tadpole
and then,
to a frog.
And then he told. And then he told the mom to. And then he told the mom that he could leap. But when he was a teeny-weeny tadpole, the mom leaped and he showed the tadpole and the tadpole was like, "I could do that." And then the tadpole did not leap.
He just splashed.
Because he is so tiny.
Man. Isn't that a classic story?
The end.
Thank you for that story, Jenny.
Hey, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are joined today by a special guest. What's your name?
Jenny.
One name. Love it.
Jenny, how do we know you? Did we find you off the street?
What is your what's your relationship to the people sitting in the studio right now?
Who's that?
My dad.
That's right. Okay. All right.
There you go.
There we go. And who's Nev?
That's true.
In the spirit of how we refer to one another, Nev is the person that you know.
That is true. The babysitter.
There's the babysitter, former babysitter, current babysitter, and then...
And we found out just a couple seconds ago that not only am I the former and current, I am the favorite. So, just putting that out there for everybody to know. Correct, Jenny.
No,
oh, your leaves.
All right, we got a handful of leaves in the studio. And Jenny, why are you off of school today? It's election day. Actually, and I like the fact that you know to talk into the mic. That's really good because it's election day.
It's election day.
That's right. So we're voting. You gonna vote? Still no?
Well, I'm not gonna talk about this on air.
That's great. Because you don't want the heat?
Yeah, I don't want the heat.
That's great.
I don't want the heat. I may or may not go vote.
That's what I'm talking about.
Depending on how my schedule is today.
Dare to be different. Honestly, I literally woke up to like 4 texts. I don't know how I'm on these lists of just like, you gotta get out there.
Ugh.
Like, you gotta go vote. And then everyone's like out here going to vote. And then I think that it's time someone starts questioning, like,
why?
Just don't vote. Don't you have anything else to do?
Right.
I
have things to do. That really is it. I have things to do. I have to go to a poll. Yeah. You know,
a polling station.
I'd have to go to Ginny's school.
Yeah, you have to go to Ginny's school.
I'm just kidding. I'm not registered to vote in Medford.
Plus, and if you play on that playground, a kid fell off that playground and broke their arm.
Yeah.
No. When did this happen?
I don't know. On his first day of school.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
Poor thing.
On his first week of school.
First week of school.
Oh, poor thing. Wait, that's so sad. Is he like okay now? Or is he still in a cast?
He's still in the cast, but they got a shorter cast for it.
Oh, good.
Okay,
good.
Yeah, but it was like
progress,
a whole shoulder. It was like all the way up.
Man,
it's
that's
tough.
Brutal.
We got an ad plus Annabelle being sick. That's tough.
Oh, man. Have you fallen off the playground before, Jenny?
No.
Don't you fall off a playground once.
Nice. I mean, she's still here. No harm, no foul.
Radio confessions.
I would say in general during COVID, it was a no harm, no foul. There was one of my favorite ones was like, you had a picture and it was like very obvious you were in Union Square.
Oh yeah, we went all over.
And it was just like, where are they?
I feel like the first couple of weeks I babysat her, we were in the house. Like we didn't leave because I had no idea. I didn't want to like step out of bounds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it hit like week 4 and I was like, all right, Jenny,
we're out of here.
We are going to go see the world. But on foot, we weren't on the train. We were walking everywhere. I got real fit during that time.
There you go. We used to walk around Tufts. I used to do, Jenny, you spent so much time in a stroller.
You really did.
Oh yeah, I was in a stroller when I had my leg hurt.
And your leg hurt?
Yeah. And the splints. Because I couldn't walk.
Oh yeah, because you're, yeah, because we like, yeah.
Not too long
your
ago.
Leg
yeah.
almost
it does
got
so,
chopped in
my
half.
My heel was hurting. But no wonder my heel was hurting, because there's a blister.
Ugh, I heard. That sounds so painful.
Jenny, do you like riding the train? Hey, I'm going to say this. I'm going to brag really quick. I got from North Quincy Station to my house in Medford in 40 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. And there was a Celtics game last night, too.
Wow.
So I was like, I got on the red line, transferred at North Station. Yep. No, Downtown Crossing. For the orange.
Yep.
And then biked home from the Oak Grove. And
wow.
I was like, there it is.
Impressive.
It's quick.
Impressive.
It was quick.
I'm going to tell them how I didn't get you.
Okay, yeah, tell him. Yeah, okay. Jenny has a story really fast.
Jenny, real quick, tell that story.
Right, tell. Go ahead. You just whispered it to me that you have a story, so. No. Now you
got
to tell it.
We got breakfast this morning. Did you get Neville anything?
No.
On
did you,
purpose.
Did you even remember?
No, I didn't.
She forgot me on purpose.
Literally every single Tuesday we go to Lindell's. And
this is the first time it's never happened.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
You should have known.
You should have.
I didn't know that you were going to ask that question.
Nev's going to have to go there next, like, this after, like, after
but,
this.
But did you know I was going to be here, so...
Yes.
So...
But
so...
I didn't.
You're not. You're just like, I'm going to munch on this muffin, and then...
Right in front of her.
Walking down the street, and then my hands are going to get cold, and then I'm going to hand my muffin back to my dad. And he's going to eat his breakfast sandwich really fast.
Jenny's got some really cute braids in her hair right now. Did your dad do them?
No.
Yeah, I
My
figured.
Dad cannot do tiny
yeah,
braids.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, exposed.
I know. It's, I wish.
My
I,
mom did them.
Yeah.
I like, literally don't know how.
Lily has them, too.
Oh.
Actually, Lily.
Twins.
I don't know. She took them out, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lily.
Lily.
What are you doing?
Just hair down. But I don't know. She's going to have her teachers. One of her teachers does, like, really elaborate braids.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a whole thing.
I think that's Miss Sam.
Of Lily's teachers, here's some tea. Of Lily's teachers, who is your favorite? Anna with one N?
Miss Sam.
Miss Sam? Miss Sam's the best one? What about Anna with two N's?
Yes.
What?
Because that's my after school teacher.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Anna with two N's? Short Anna?
Yeah.
What do you guys call her?
Anna,
but then there's two Annas at your school, so you say
yeah,
Anna.
Yeah, there's two Annas.
Mm-hmm. What are their names, though?
Yeah, how do you know the difference?
Yeah.
Anna.
That's both their names, but then if you say Anna, how do I know which one you're talking about?
Right, or if what if you're at school and you're like, it's Anna! How did they know which one you're referring to?
Well, they know because I'm going to be in my after school program, and they know because my teacher...
I think
that
your use of
drug,
yeah, that doesn't. I'm telling you, there's some really great nicknames. There have been, like, there's William and Little William. There is Riley Girl and Riley Boy.
I've heard of, these are infamous people.
Yeah, Little William is maybe the best. That's maybe the greatest one. And the teachers, like, I've heard a teacher call him Little William, which
That's
is great.
That's really cute. I like
and
that.
And regular William, pretty big.
Pretty big.
Pretty big kid. So, yeah. Or unless you called him Big. Did you call him Big William or Regular William?
Big William.
Oh, it was Big William.
Big William.
So there's no
but we had them. But we had them in the same class for pre-K at the same time. But the bigger William went away.
Have you ever met anybody with your name, Virginia?
Hmm.
Yes.
Really? Who?
Grandma Jenny.
Oh, Grandma Jenny. That's
good
right.
Point. That's
okay,
good
that is who you were named after. So there you go. Have you met any other kids with the name Virginia?
Nope.
No. Big time.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I think I've met an adult Virginia.
Yeah.
I have not met a child Virginia.
Child
Except
Virginia.
Except me.
Except you. Except you.
Jenny, we were playing Monopoly yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was getting cleaned out. I was like in jail. I was mortgaging my property.
Yeah, properties. He was in jail for three turns.
Yeah. And
three
then,
turns
yeah,
you were in jail?
Yeah.
How bad do you have to be at Monopoly?
And then he got a jail free card.
Oh, thank goodness.
I got that later, but then, no.
He got out of jail, and then he got that.
I was definitely reminiscing about how, did you, like, play board games with your siblings?
Sure.
Yeah, I, like...
When I was young, I feel like up until the age of, like, 12, Mom, and then after that, it was over.
At least there were, like, a couple of you.
Jenny's leaf fell down again, guys.
It was literally just, you want to sit with me?
No.
Okay. The hierarchy. I don't know if Nev's like lap is getting like sore.
No.
Okay.
No. So you
can
you
just,
forget.
Like,
I'm used to children.
Wiggling constantly.
Oh, come on. I'm used to children. All right. Come on.
We used to play, and it would be like just me and my brother, and like it just dawned on me how much he was cheating.
But mom
like,
did not play right.
In retrospect.
Yeah.
Your mom was cheating?
What?
No, he didn't play right.
Oh, he didn't play right.
She didn't play right.
Mom was trying to teach you and Lily how to play, and Lily was
losing it.
Yeah, I bet.
It was because Lily.
That wasn't... But also, and I'm going to say this. This is a hot take here. Molly's not good at Monopoly. And...
Would she be upset if she heard your dad say
Do you think
this?
So? Do you think mom...
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. She's,
then maybe
I've,
let's take that take back.
I'm gonna take that back.
We're taking it off the air.
Yeah,
Molly is great at Monopoly.
Molly and I used to play Monopoly a lot. Like, just kind of when we were like living, like just before we had our beautiful children, we used to play Monopoly a lot. And
wow.
I think that you inherited Jenny, her like sense of like when things aren't going good, like well in the game, just like taking it hard.
Yeah, I'm like that.
Yeah, where it's just like
yeah, I'm
Jenny,
like
when we play chess and you start like and I take one of your people in chess, you're just like. This is the worst
thing. I quit before I lose.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's what we got.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
I gotta teach you some resilience.
But I take Dad's people a lot.
Yeah,
one time I took Dad's king.
Yeah.
What? Wow, that's pretty awesome.
But anyway, I gotta teach you, because Monopoly is a pretty multivariated game.
And Queen.
You know? And we both got Monopolies, and we both were building houses, but, you know, we had to stop before the game was really heating up.
Because I had to go to Girl Scouts.
Hey, did you...
And
you
Dad
wanna...
was chainsawing.
Yep, and I was chainsawing. I had to do some chainsawing. Do you want to tell... You want to talk about what you did? What did you guys do at Girl Scouts?
Well, our neighbor had a tree fall down, so we went over and picked up sticks.
Picked up sticks? How many sticks?
Just give
me give me a guess. Give me a guess.
How many sticks did you pick up?
500.
Yes.
500 sticks? Dang!
Yeah, I know. It's great.
Do you have pictures?
I have a pic. I'm actually about to show a picture here.
Okay. I wish we had like a... I don't know. Let's see. Aww.
Pictured here. Girl Scout troop and 11 barrels of brush that we cleaned up.
Also, I absolutely love the commitment to the skirts by all of these, little girls.
Hey, man, it's freaking Girl Scouts, dude.
I love it.
If you're not wearing it. If you're not wearing a skirt or a dress, and then like your coat over top of that,
yep.
And then like with your little like gloves and stuff like that,
I love it. It's cute.
And hey, the number one thing, no one got poked, right?
Hey, by anything. Anybody get a splinter?
Anybody no. get? We were wearing gloves.
Good.
Update: I've got a bunch of. I have enough children's gloves at my house.
Wow, to like, for a whole Girl Scout troop?
Yeah.
And he stole one of my neighbor's barrels.
I did steal. Yeah. I actually stole three neighbor's
stole
barrels.
Three.
Oh, no.
I asked them before I stole them.
Oh, okay, so that's not stealing. Ew. That's just borrowing.
It's just having them.
But you stole Mark's.
I did steal Mark's, and then I texted him later, like...
Oh, it was, hey, like it was a forgiveness, not permission.
It was, yeah. It was like, I know you're not using this barrel. I just know that you're not using this barrel. I'm going to take it real quick. And we're going to use it. And we needed exactly one more barrel. So
yeah, we needed like five.
I mean, I texted him and he never texted me back.
Because there's so much.
But I just went ahead and grabbed it because I knew the answer would be, hey, it's okay. Because he wasn't doing any yard work or anything.
Wow.
Right now, so.
Jenny, what's your favorite song right now?
Welcome to New York.
Welcome to New York,
wow.
By Taylor Swift.
By Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Do you want to play that song?
Yes, we got to play that song. We got to play that song. I prepared Jenny for a bunch of questions before we got on the air, and this was not one of them. So,
wow.
So this was just off the cuff.
Do we play Taylor's version? What are we doing as a society?
I already know the question, though, is what's your favorite babysitter?
Yeah. I already knew the answer to that one, so...
Glow. keeps you guessing. Like any real love, it's ever changing. Like any true love, it drives you crazy. But you know you wouldn't change anything, anything, anything. Welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you. Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you. Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York. It's a new soundtrack. I could dance to this beat. The lights are so bright, but they never bore me.
Welcome to New York.
New soundtrack. It's been waiting for you. Welcome to New York.
The lights are so bright, but they never bore me.
Welcome to New York.
So bright, they never bore me.
Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York.
This is bothering me.
I will hold. Okay, just so everybody listening knows, I am now holding the leaves. Okay. All right. Jenny, tell us that story about on the bus. What was happening and why are you sick?
Because people were spitting and one of them spit out his boogers.
And then you had to look at it and that, and just looking at it made you sick?
Yes.
And that's why you're sick now?
Yes.
So that happened. When did that happen? Was that yesterday? On the bus?
On Friday.
Ooh, incubation period.
Yeah. Have you traded any more Pokemon cards on the bus? You guys still doing that?
No, I need one to trade.
All right, I'll get you some to trade.
Need you one.
But all the ones I have are like pretty valuable.
He's not
sentimentally. Sentimentally.
He's not dipping into his personal stuff.
I'm still thinking about trading the super good one.
The super good one? Don't trade the super good ones.
Oh, are you like advising her on what to trade?
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Oh my god.
Which is tough because it's like I need you to like learn about things that are valuable. But right now you're just kind of on because someone freaking gave her this little boo boo. Okay.
Yeah.
Who gave you the little boo boo?
Thomas.
Yeah, freaking Thomas.
And why
dude.
Did Thomas yeah. give you this little boo boo?
Because it was a birthday present.
It was a birthday present.
It was a birthday present.
Okay.
And how long has Thomas known you?
Since the first day of kindergarten.
Okay. So they go way back.
Yeah.
or
they don't. And we definitely, like, emailed the mom.
You did?
We did.
To, like, try to give it back?
No, just to be like, are you aware that this happened?
And did she say yeah?
She goes, yeah.
She goes, yeah.
She goes,
and thank goodness it's
out
of
She's like,
my house.
He really wanted to do it.
Oh, yeah. See, that's really sweet.
Yep.
And what did he say to you when he gave it to you?
He said, Jenny, gun.
Oh. He just said, Jenny, here, have this?
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't say, like, happy birthday.
No.
I love being your friend.
You don't owe him anything. I just want you to know that. Yeah, just...
It's okay to get gifts from your friends, Jenny. Getting gifts from my friends.
It's okay, but it contains no obligations. All right, okay. Yeah. You're taking your coat off. Okay.
My coat because I'm so hot.
Keep going.
There we go.
And I have a sweatshirt on.
Jenny, if you could have breakfast anywhere in Medford,
hey.
Where would you go to have breakfast?
What did I do? Oh, okay.
Turn to the microphone.
If you could have breakfast anywhere in Medford, where would it be right now? Anywhere in Somerville and Medford.
Lindell's?
All right, so we already went there this morning. Do you want to have lunch anywhere? We have to go to the Home Depot update.
I'm so thirsty.
I love the Home Depot.
Do you want to go to the Home Depot with me?
Did I have water?
Yeah, your water is in my backpack. You can just go. It's right in there. Wait, you love the Home Depot? You've been going?
Yeah, I've been going.
Thanks for leaving. Jenny has left her coat on Niv's lap.
it's keeping me warm.
Yeah.
There's nobody out there, Jenny. Don't worry. She was tiptoeing out there like someone was going to jump out.
I mean, in her defense, we like came in here and there's just like this man that she's never seen. And it's
That's
like, well,
true.
Here we are.
That's true.
I thought maybe she would have remembered that we did this before. But
I can hear it in this room.
You can?
Yeah, I can hear you talking.
Update, Jenny can hear us talking.
Because that's how it works.
Yeah, okay, you can't bring that in here. You have to drink it out at the table, and then when you're done, you can bring it in here. Rules are rules, Jen. Even for... We do this thing where we say, like, this isn't good for lilies, you know? Where it's like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, if we have too many of those, that's like...
I can hear you. It's coming from the guitar.
Oh, yeah? But anyway.
Oh, you want this back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Did you do anything else cool in Rhode Island when you were down there?
No.
You just went down there, went directly to the thing?
And then went to Sarah's house and slept over and then...
There you go.
And then went to...
And then we did the rest of the stuff.
You literally missed zero things.
You sure? It seems... Because that's the thing. This is what happens now. Is that, like, now there's, like, there's plenty of social media emerging...
I get that.
...from this, like... And it's like, wow... There's everybody except for me.
I sat in a corner.
It would have been great.
By myself and talked to nobody.
Did you know anybody there?
I knew zip zilch zero people.
Really? Not even like... Have you ever met like Drew and those guys?
Yeah, sure. He did not recognize who I was, though.
And
I think he's cheating in our fantasy football league, but I can't be sure.
How do you cheat in fantasy football?
He's the commissioner, and he's also in first place. There's ways...
Why is it squishy?
There's ways to do it.
That is actually a good question. Why is that squishy?
It prevents, when you have a hard P or a T.
It softens it?
It softens it.
Interesting.
We're talking about the microphone cover.
We just had a question.
Also, you don't want to touch it with your mouth because all the spit from every single person who comes in here is, like, on there.
Ew.
Exactly. Like, during COVID, this was, like, a real question mark of, like, how are we going to do this?
Totally.
And that was, like, a whole thing. And then that one guy came in here and ate an entire pie, and then he got kicked out.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Eating literally, this is according to the lore, is that they, like, had that camera in there. And he was, like, on air talking, like, you know, like, talking about how he's... And then they, like, do it, and it's, like, a whole... And it was, they, in the words of Nolan, it was, like, a whole Costco pie.
Oh,
it was, like, you know, have you ever seen those? They're, like, double the size of a regular pie.
Yeah.
You cannot eat in here?
Can't eat in here because there's all this equipment and stuff, and we don't want to, like, spill anything.
So it's all his?
No, it is not his.
Capital H, his.
It is. It belongs to the man, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about the man soon.
Soon.
But I got to, like, roll it out in a way.
Yeah.
We were talking about screens. When during school did you watch K-pop Demon Hunter?
That is a great question.
Well, it was because... my teacher Anna had to go to a doctor's appointment. And
is it after school?
Yes.
Okay, so then what?
So I had to stay in Sabina's room, and that's what they were doing.
In Sabina's room? They're like, hey, welcome, Jenny. Welcome all you refugees from Anna's class because she's in a doctor's appointment. Here, we're out here firing up some K-pop Demon Hunters as opposed to, you know, a nurturing and challenging environment of learning. We're out here. Did you like it?
Yes.
Yes? I also noticed a lot of people dressed up as that.
Did you dress up at school on Halloween?
No. I can't. We can't wear the costumes.
Update. Not allowed to wear costumes at public school. In Massachusetts. That's like... Next time you're watching Hocus Pocus... Just, like, call that out, you know, where they're, like, wearing costumes at public school. Just be like, in Massachusetts, you can't do that.
You can do that in high school.
I don't know if you can anymore.
I mean, anymore? When was this passed?
Here's what I think.
I did it in high school.
Because
so.
I did.
So I don't know what you mean.
I mean, we kind of did. We sort of did, too. But, like.
I mean, you're not in Massachusetts.
But so here's the thing, is the way it was explained, you could wear orange and... Are you taking that off, too?
Yes.
You're going to get cold, man.
No.
Okay. They were telling me there's, like, a day that you can wear orange and purple and black to school if you want to do that. But no costumes. And I think it's a religion thing.
But we wore literal costumes.
Okay, well.
So I need to look this up. I need to fact check this.
No, I'm good.
I think it's a separation of church and state thing. Like, I don't really care if kids can wear costumes or not, but it is interesting. That, like,
look.
I don't know.
Why?
That was a cat.
Oh, I couldn't see. I couldn't see.
See?
Let me see. That's a, actually a cute. That's a cute shirt.
It's a fun shirt.
Yeah, I love a shirt.
It looks like it's just specific schools. I don't think it's a law. Specific schools ban.
Gotcha.
So maybe Medford Public Schools has banned Halloween.
That's right. Freaking John Proctor Medford out here, you know? That's what I'm talking about. The Crucible.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
He did nothing wrong, and that's why we are currently... That's why we're in the state we're in. But it was funny because we... At after school, she can wear her costume, so we basically had to fold it up and put it, like, hide it in her backpack, and then that way you could put your fox costume on.
But I told my teacher that I had it in my backpack.
Pretty much told Miss Somerville. You told Miss Somerville you had it, and then what did Miss Somerville say?
She said that's fine.
Yeah, honesty is the best policy, Jenny.
Hey, shout out to all the elementary school teachers. Get a day off today. You deserve it. Working hard out there, and you're doing great.
So true.
Especially to.
Are we
gonna
be done with this?
Well, we got a little bit longer. You can go eat some muffin in the other room if you want.
Yes.
If you want to take a break. All right, you can go sit. You can go sit in that other room and eat some muffin and drink some water.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, make sure you leave your coats in here with
Mev.
That's all
right. It's keeping me warm.
Okay.
Don't worry.
This was an interesting day. I feel like we both decided to do sweater.
I often decide to do sweater.
It's coming out of the guitar. Yeah.
I did decide to go skinny jean today.
Interesting. Is that like a? Actually, you know what? You got a real mom look going right now.
I think so,
this
too.
This is like millennial mom.
I know.
100%.
I know. I'm like, actually, I'm kind of liking it. I feel like I'm like cosplaying.
A lot of people would, that sweatshirt in specific is awesome.
It's a great sweatshirt.
Like, that is such a sick.
I know.
Should make so many more. Because it's like, it looks like, it's like corduroy almost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
you
very
can,
cool.
You can like feel it. Here, feel
yeah,
it.
You want to
like,
feel this? Here, look at
it's
that.
Like, it's like, feel, here, you should here, feel this.
Is that cool?
It's just kind of like nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of nice. What? Oh, you're back.
You're back. Oh, you're just... I literally just took one bite.
Here, take your jackets back.
That's the look. That's like when you're out here gathering around the school. When you go not vote, that's you're gonna look like people who are out here.
That's true.
The thing that says that you're not a millennial, though, is the headphones.
True.
I think Gen
Z... I
also
don't have any earrings in.
Don't tell
I took
me
them out.
There you go.
That's, oh man,
I feel like that's the big. It's that, or I think like big headphones. It was only like mega hipsters who had those.
But also nowadays, it's the air, the AirPods. AirPods, no AirPods. But like the
oh, the big guy, the big
but
Apple.
Apple has like over ear. Sorry, yeah. My nose is has over ear ones. And those are crazy. Those are huge.
They're huge. They're pretty expensive too.
Yeah.
It's that, and then people like working out. That was that conversation we had about dress codes, and about how there's like a dress code more than formal, and it's called morning exercise.
Yeah.
And that's like in Boston, morning exercise is like nice workout gear, and then I feel like the headphones.
That's true.
You're
and
like
it's just to go take a walk around the block,
and you're like getting a coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, do you have a coffee place by your house?
The closest coffee place we have is Winter Hill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Winter
Hill Coffee Place. Winter Hill Coffee Company.
That is not a coffee place, but it sells coffee.
They do like a big breakfast thing over there.
Yeah. They are strange. I like don't love it.
There's a lot of stuff happening over
there's
there.
There's a lot of stuff.
There's like festivals.
Yeah, I don't know what they're trying to do.
I went to a birthday
there.
Party there one time.
And I believe it. Yeah. That there's like always kids there.
Yeah, there's always children there. I don't know if you've seen. Have you seen those videos of like
what?
All the people kind of making like, you know, millennials like take their kids everywhere and that like all these kids that were raised at Winter Hill.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's like they're not going to be afraid. They're going to think it's lame. They're going to think those kind of places are lame.
True.
You know?
True.
Oh.
Jenny, where's your favorite place you've ever been in your life?
I don't know.
I need an answer. 3, 2, one, go.
You've been so many places.
You have been. All right, give me like a rank, like top three.
Vacation.
You can just give me
What's
three
your favorite
places.
Vacation place?
Can
All right. Gonna go see. Okay. Okay. I think she needs some time to think.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So, great.
Well, great. You got any vacation coming up? Going to Mexico.
Yep. And then to the DR. So.
Oh, sick. Is that where you're...
That's where our honeymoon is going to be. Is. All inclusive.
What?
Yeah.
For a week?
For 5 days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
I'm going to be depressed coming back.
It's like... But there's like a real... It gets tiring. I don't know. I have like a really good memory of like we went on a big vacation when I feel like I was in like whatever, like a sophomore or junior in high school. Yeah. It was all inclusive. I was eating bacon cheeseburgers.
No, exactly.
And
10 in the morning. Yeah.
Every time I wanted, which like as a kid, yeah. Which like as a sophomore in high school, I was hungry all the time.
Yeah.
But it was just like wake up, no one's like at me.
No, for sure. I've never been to an all-inclusive.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty pumped.
It's like, and the crazy thing, I think the thing I liked the most was that you would go out to dinner, like go out to dinner.
Uh-huh.
I actually really love this. Yeah. This is my favorite thing about thing is that you know, you have like during the day, like pool, and I'm not an activity person on vacation. I'm a do nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I will read. I'm telling you, your legs aren't tired because someone's climbing on and off you. I'll like read and I'll nap, but I'll literally do nothing else.
Yeah.
But you do that and you're kind of like hot and it's all day and like whatever. And then you go and you get like cleaned up and you get like vacation fancy.
Yes.
Which isn't real. Like it's not like, I'm not like putting on a suit.
No, yeah. But I've already bought many outfits.
So you have like your little, like, you know, and like, I feel like a linen coat. Like, you just put on, like, even if you're wearing shorts, just, like, a linen coat is, like, a sick look.
That's classy.
And then you, like, go out to dinner.
Yeah.
But there's, like, the resort's got, like, two restaurants, and you're like, I wonder where we're going tonight, you know? And it's like, oh, we're good. And you go, and then you just order whatever, and it's, like, the menu is the menu, you know?
Yeah,
but, like, you don't have to pay, and you just, it's great.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty pumped. Really, yeah, I've never experienced it. So I feel like on my honeymoon is a pretty fantastic time to experience it for the first time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't, I'm absolutely pumped.
Now I'm just jealous.
I know.
Because the thing is that you kind of have to wait to get to a certain age before it's, like, really, like, I think they both need to know how to swim.
Yeah.
And can kind of independently sort of, you can go up to the room by yourself.
Sure.
And you can go, you know, do whatever. It's like, I can be like, all right, meet at 6 o'clock. You know, because we're going to go to dinner. But
yeah.
It's like you can kind of go. But then I'm sure once they get to that age, I'm going to like be missing them, you know.
True.
That it's just
true. That would be sad.
Because right now it's just like, it's just Jenny's my bud. And we're out here just doing all the things.
Going to Home Depot.
Yeah, we're going to Home Depot. We have a couple things. We got to go to Home Depot. And we have to go drop off our ballots because we voted by mail, but we didn't mail them because we forgot.
Oh, classic.
Also, I don't know if this is like, I don't know if this is a crime, but I'm like, I've been like following the election a lot.
Okay.
Like, and I've got like some candidates that I'm like really, really out here for.
Oh, sorry. We're getting, where's Ginny from Bex?
Oh, yeah. I voted. Now I'm listening.
Yeah. Ginny is currently in the other room protesting? ?
I don't know. Are you eating?
No, doesn't seem like it.
She's just in there. Huh?
She's sitting on the broken chair.
Yeah.
Oh, I see movement.
Is it coming here?
No, she took it back. Oh,
so like I am really like I really want to like I got some people I'm trying to vote for, and especially there's kind of like a voting block and whatever. Molly couldn't care less.
Yeah,
and it keeps making these like, just tell me who to vote for, or like,
yeah,
I'm like, as your wife, I will just, you know, submit to your like vote.
Oh my
and I'm
gosh,
like,
no.
And so I'm like, I can't do it. So I'm like printing out like the viewpoints. And like putting them at her like spot on the table and being like, you know, this is how, like, this is kind of, you know, this is sort of like what's at stake, you know, and here's like sort of the perspectives and whatever. And she's like, okay, if I don't,
okay. Sorry, I'm getting like both sides right now.
She's
keep going.
Basically, she's just like, if I don't, if I vote, if I just vote randomly, do I not have to read any of this?
Oh, like, yeah. Care.
And I'm like out here trying to be like responsible.
Yeah.
You know, but then that's back in the good old days where I could just tell her who to vote for, you know, and then she had to.
Or she just didn't get to.
Or she just didn't get to.
You know.
You know, Elizabeth Canton Stady. Stady Canton.
Yeah, well, thank goodness we've moved on from those days.
Yeah, well.
Shout yeah, we out.
Shout out to all the candidates out here.
True.
And definitely go vote. And
yep.
In Medford, it's we got a big one here.
True. True.
I made one a of the
a funny story is one of the candidates in Medford not only has the last name of a student, an old Tufts student I used to know. So I just like, and I knew he was from Medford, and I was like, "Is this your mom running?"
Yeah.
And I recently ran into him and asked him that question. He was like, "No, it's not. It's like spelled
that
different."
That is such a coincidence.
And I have to like
to watch it.
Their house. That's the other thing. You know, it's a wild thing on the Medford ballot. It tells you where everyone lives.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
So like, it's your name and then your just like your street address.
That's crazy.
It's like 39 Forest Street.
So people can just like come find you.
I don't know. You have 7:30. 8:30, 9:30. You can take it off. Yes.
Yay!
Wait, Ginny, you need to say hi to Bex.
You remember Bex.
Who's Bex?
Whoa. Bex, I'm sorry. Bex, do you remember Bex came over to our house a bunch of times? Are you shivering? What is happening? It's like falling apart. What's going on here? All right, and Ginny is taking her eye patch, her ocular assistant.
You still have an eye! Wow, oh, there she is.
All right.
Man, I'm kind of sad it's over.
I know, your eye patch is cool, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you look really cool.
It does. We got any PSAs in here?
Ooh, great question. Ginny, do you know how to read?
No.
Oh. You did a good job. You read
I think
that,
we need to read the latter PSA.
On trucks. There was a truck this morning and you read Gordon.
Oh yeah.
Off the
yeah.
side of the truck. Very
nice.
Good job. I'm getting impressed because I know that you just know a lot of words and so you just recognize those words, but there's been times that I've noticed you sounding things out.
Look,
and you've done
owl.
A really good job
there's
with that.
There's only one owl. There's only one owl.
I don't think the latter one's in this one.
Two owls.
Because it's like a
wow.
whole different one.
Look at that.
Wait, that one's upside down. But this one is right side up now. But this one is upside down now.
Let's do some pedestrian safety because this is a big thing. The big thing in at stake at Medford elections is pedestrian safety. On February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University. I remember when this happened.
Who got killed?
Allison Donovan. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner.
Oh my gosh.
Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to the surroundings, especially when crossing streets. Even if you have the walk light or other clear right of way, bad drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop what they do or stop for you. It's crucial. It's critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. Potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Is this the one on Loudoun?
This was on, Powder House and
when did she get killed
West Neighborhood Somerville School. So it's like up the street almost to, like, you know, the elementary school on Powder House. Like you go back up past Tufts, like you're in the Rotary and then
mm-hmm.
you like go towards Tufts.
Mm-hmm.
Almost right there. That's where somebody, that's why they put those speed bumps right there.
There was also one on Loudoun, though.
Really?
Not too long. It was a couple of years ago, yeah.
At the intersection of Loudoun and Broadway?
No. It's that four-way stop where, like, it's Kidder,
oh,
I think.
Oh, yeah.
There's that. They created it. They made it a four-way stop. It was not before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that one.
Yeah. That one was really sad. It was like a mom who lived on Loudoun.
Jeez.
Yeah.
There's a trash in there somewhere. There's a trash in there.
Jeez, that was a dark one. Yes, it was.
Yeah, those
but
are dark
important.
Ones. Important and important for safety, and everyone's responsible. But also, we got to slow these cars down, and that's a huge tenet of voting in Somerville. Is like literally
There's
pedestrian
no.
safety is the number one thing I'm worried about in Somerville or
yep.
in Medford.
That makes
and
sense.
And Somerville too.
I mean, especially with kids. That
Somerville's
makes sense.
Doing a pretty good job. Ten texts.
There's not a trash.
Oh man. We'll find one for you.
There's no trash anywhere.
You can just put it somewhere and we'll find a trash. Bex wants you to have the mic. Jenny, can you come say some stuff?
Who is Bex?
You've seen Bex multiple times.
But regardless, Bex is a friend of ours.
Regardless.
Okay, stick to my phone.
Wow.
All right, we're now just kind of playing with the eye patch at this point.
Can you just say something to Bex here?
No.
Okay.
Jenny, what were you guys doing in the basement when I got home last night?
Oh, we were doing forward rolls.
Forward rolls? Forward rolls. Who taught you that?
And we made like a ramp, and then we have to like, do that and then flip over. Like when we were doing flips.
Wow.
And I was doing a jump and a flip right after it.
Who was doing it? You and Lily?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cute. And they were like helping each other up onto the couch and then like letting go, and then you jump and flip.
Aww,
right?
Aw, that's fun.
But I didn't need help. Lily only did.
Oh, I see. I mean, it was probably nice for Lily to feel like she was helpful, though, getting you up there, you know?
What are some of the things that you want to do today? Because we have sort of our morning is like, you know, Home Depot, which that's going to be a whole... We're going to have to really, like... Patrol. Yeah, you want to watch Paw Patrol. So, yesterday, because I was in Rhode Island taking the train... Also, I was able to get to... you probably do this all the time. But, like, it's like about an hour and a half, like, out the door. And then I'm stepping out into Providence, which is a real ghost town.
Yeah.
You got off that train station in downtown Providence. There's no one around.
Yeah.
It was Monday.
On Monday, yeah.
Monday at 8:30.
Yeah.
Like, Monday at 8:30 in Boston is, like, freaking... People are breathing. True. I was in Back that's Bay, true. And someone was literally, like, breathing into my face.
That's true. People are spitting on the bus.
Exactly.
Yeah. No,
people
yeah.
are spitting on the bus, and I'm having to look at it. It's making me sick.
Yeah, exactly.
It disappeared out of my hand.
Oh, no.
Did you find the trash?
Nope. Yeah.
I just disappeared.
When I've gone on, like, a Friday, it's been popping.
Really? That area down there? Like, in front of the State House?
Okay, not that area, but other parts of Providence.
I got out, and it was like, you know how there's times of the day where you're downtown, or like you're somewhere, and you're like, you see someone, and you're like, this isn't good. Like,
yeah,
you see someone, like, that was like at 8:30 a.m. on a Monday in Providence. I like get out of the train station, and I'm waiting for them to come pick me up. And like, there's just like a guy lurking down the sidewalk, you know?
Yeah. I'm just like that quick.
It was one of those, he was wearing a full suit. What do you do? You can do. You can be in there, and you can eat your thing.
No, Dad, I want to bring this chair in here.
Oh, you can bring the chair. Yeah, you can bring the chair. 100%.
I was there, and a guy was walking down the sidewalk, way too slow to be going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Full suit, open jacket, but he was like, he hadn't like shaved.
Oh.
Not like, hey, he has a beard and it's like cool.
Yeah.
But like a real like, I've been up all night at dog track type of look.
Sure,
you know?
Sure, yeah. Oh. Retreat.
Like a real like, I left the company Christmas party.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you know?
Hey, what's your timeline? Like, tell me your timeline on Christmas cards.
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
I need that one.
First off, we might need to be buying some materials. So that we're like ready.
Okay. So that's step one.
That might be. Okay. One. Ideally, according to like the powers that be, when we did this training like 1,000 years ago, this is what you do. You send out like your Christmas correspondences. You try to get them out.
I know the perfect one.
Like the weekend, like you put them in the mail, the week of Thanksgiving, so that they get there. The weekend, like between, like after Thanksgiving, that long weekend, like the Black Friday weekend, that's the weekend that they arrive.
Okay, I see.
I've never been able to do that.
Okay.
But
with
Christmas cards, I think the best time to get a Christmas card is like when you're actually legitimately near Christmas.
I agree with that.
So, like around December 15th, you're putting them in the mail, and then that way, like, you know, 5-10 days, they're like, you're getting them like. As like in the 20s.
But when do you make them? So now we know the timeline. When do you like you send it out to be made to get them?
I don't understand what that means. When I make them, I literally just upload a picture of our family eating breakfast.
Right.
Which is the standard. Anybody who's never gotten a Christmas card from me, it's a picture of us at the same restaurant every year eating breakfast.
Okay, but then like it has to be they have to come to you.
Oh, yeah. So I've done them through Costco, and I've done them through, like, Shutterfly or Canva. I think I did it through Canva last year. But I just, like, did it, gotten them, and then they just print them out.
Right.
They send me the envelopes, and then I do, like, I print out all the labels.
No, yeah. No, I hear that.
When do I do that? I do that, at, like, towards the beginning of December.
Oh. I see.
Like, okay. I start, like, being like, hey, we need to go. Actually, this is a good idea. Because in the picture, I want us all to look like it's actually Christmas. I can't just, like, use a picture from, like, the summer.
Mm.
You know?
Sure.
And it's also more of a candid, too. Because I don't like these staged pictures.
Sure.
One of my favorite ones ever is I got a Christmas card from a certain person in my life. And it was
there's
like...
lollipop
do not eat those.
No, I'm not.
Don't eat anything that's not the muffin. I don't trust anything that's going on in this studio. All right, that's the number one. And we're going to wash our hands when we leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Really just...
I know.
Poo-pooed on her bun right there.
That's some dad energy right there.
All she said was there's lollipops.
Yeah, there's lollipops. Did you see those? There's like a weird Tupperware of lollipops.
She didn't
two of which
can I have one? She just said there are lollipops.
Two lollipops that definitely people were like, I'm going to come back later for this.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Like wrapped it up and left it.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. We didn't talk about Halloween. Ginny, did you go trick-or-treating?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about it.
You got to get closer to the mic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about Halloween, because I'm interested.
Okay, so.
Okay, so first.
I went trick-or-treating.
Tell me what you were.
A fox.
A fox. Okay. Was this, like, a fox in, were you dressing up with your family, or were you just a fox?
I was dressing up with my family.
Okay, and what were you all?
Mom was a fox, I was a fox, Dad was a unicorn, and Lily was a unicorn.
Cute.
Dad was a rainbow unicorn.
Wow. I love that. All right, so now tell me about Halloween itself.
I saw my friend Olivia, and there was people following us, and then they would... Okay, so, and then we were going back to our house, and they were following us to our house.
Oh, my goodness.
And they went into our bowl, and we had to wait to go into our house. We had to wait outside.
Because we had our bowl outside our house.
Yeah, that's why.
Also, update, bowl might have gotten vandalized. So after we got home and, like, you know, the bowl, we put some candy in there, but we also put some, like, stickers and glow sticks and,
that's
like,
cute.
Papers and stuff. When we got back, by the time we got back from trick-or-treating, the candy was gone.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it. Also, I'm going to say this. We did peppermint patties and Andy's candies. Freaking so good. All right? My, like, number one take nowadays is that Andy's candies, peppermint patties, and Junior Mints are better than any other candy. Bar none. End of list.
Yeah, you always thought that.
I always did.
Yeah.
And now I'm
mean,
just maybe
that's
like...
That's always been your take.
Yeah.
But you, we lost.
Yeah, Jen's gone.
I was trying to hear more about Halloween. See,
you really hijacked that
conversation.
All I was going to say is that when we got back, and then so I left the bowl out there for a little bit longer. Did you just fall off a chair?
No.
All right.
She just
then
threw your backpack
I
on
got
the floor.
Out. It was also, like, very windy. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. It was freezing. Yeah.
And so, like, I was like, oh, shoot, I got to go back out there and get it. I get out there in the content, like, a lot of the stuff was gone.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it was on the street, and I had to, like, run around and pick it up. And then somebody, like, the bowl itself was, like, broken as if someone had spiked it onto the ground. I was like, the wind didn't do this.
It could have.
It was a plastic. It was just,
I just will say,
bowls.
We witnessed, literally, we were, like, up doing whatever, like, when we would go up to a house and somebody did have a bowl up there that literally was just blown against a wall.
Yeah.
And so I will say, it could be. I don't want to invalidate. Like, I want to validate your feeling.
I think your neighborhood's full of, like, you know, vagabond, you know, like,
I think if you think that, you know, maybe it could have been. But I also think there was a lot of wind. It was really throwing things around. So, Ginny.
Where did you trick-or-treat?
Where in Waltham?
Oh, yeah. Was it different?
It was honestly, like, not a lot of kids, I would say. It was just, like, low activity.
Mm.
I don't know if the weather
stopped
some
people. It was dark and spooky.
It was.
It was like, this would be better to be, like, a headless horseman riding around out here
than
it would be, like, with two kids.
I know. That's pretty cool.
Is there anybody out there?
No, there's okay, nobody out there.
That's good.
I wanted to know, though, Jenny, how much candy you got.
A lot.
All right, Jenny got a lot. Update, Jenny got a lot of candy.
Yeah, update. If anybody needs some candy, Jenny, do you have some extra candy to give to people?
No. Update, no. Update, Jenny does not have any extra candy.
There's so
Jenny
much
has
candy.
The appropriate so, amount like, of candy.
Like, there's not... In 5 years, we won't eat all this candy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Because also, too...
I see that.
We're walking around, and our neighborhood's got a lot of kids and whatever, but then you'd get to these things, and the candy bowl's so big, they're like, you gotta take a couple of these.
Yeah.
And they're, like, scooping it out and doing all this stuff.
We were out here handing out full-sized.
What?
Yeah.
Freaking Emily, dude.
That's the family I live in now, is, like, full-size candy
full-size
bars.
Full-size candy bars?
And I love it.
I need to say something to you.
Oh, okay, sorry. Give me a second.
Has anybody... Oh, Whisper's being transferred. Whispers are great for the radio. Just like
wait,
secrets.
Wait, one more time.
Okay, okay.
One more time,
just
one more
like
time.
Secret, just like secrets?
Yes. I'm getting nothing.
Are you telling?
Okay, I'm telling you.
This is what you do. She just gets into your ear and then she just like laughs and spits.
Okay.
Yeah, see, and then she just coughed. You're going to get her sick. You're going to cough into her ear.
No, okay. I'm...
This is tough. I'm just going to say this while this is happening over here. I don't know why full-size candy bar doesn't also include full-size junior mints. Like, just get those junior mints at the store are the same amount.
Ew, right?
Ew.
What's happening?
That was a terrible secret.
Full-size. Why do you let Jenny watch Paw Patrol ACAB? There it is. I love that. I love that take, Bex.
Because I like it.
Poor Paw Patrol. Great answer. Great answer.
Because
say
you like
it again.
Hey,
say it
Jenny.
Again,
because I like it.
Yeah, it is. It is. And an independent. Yeah, a non.
Oh, you okay?
It's a real.
You whack your, yeah.
When you're watching
hurts,
Paw Patrol, there's a real Who
that
Watches
hurts.
The Watchmen vibe that's going on. I've heard this. You've heard my rant on Paw Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
They're independent. They're independently contracted. No oversight. They're basically Blackwater. But then I think another one thing is representation. Is we just. There's
yeah,
like
no,
one.
We've never
like
seen,
one girl.
Yeah, and nobody ever represents the dogs on the force.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody represents the dogs. And the kid is Ryder the kid, Jenny?
Yes.
Ryder's the kid. It doesn't seem like he's really like locked in.
He's not really a hero.
He doesn't have a vision. You know, like that's it. Really, that's his problem.
He's very scattered.
He's very scattered, and he's really more about like. Whatever is right in front of me, I'll maybe try to address
that.
So true.
Yeah, he's not really a leader type.
But I'm not preventing crime or disaster.
True.
And also, we're not like not electing this mayor who's like a doofus.
And also, he's really like when they do rescues, mm-hmm. he's never really like a part of it.
Yeah, that is true. He like sits on the airplane or
yes.
whatever and, is
and
just
orders
like,
them around.
You guys go, like,
yeah.
this island is on effing fire.
you take guys care. Take care
like,
of
that's,
it.
I'm going to be up here in my like robot suit.
All right, wait, let's see what we're getting.
A perfectly coiffed hair. And I'm just going to be like, you know what? This is a job for my dog police to fly down there and rescue these monkeys off of this
yep.
burning island.
Beck says justice for dog cops, I guess.
I guess.
What happened? Oh, I thought you were crying.
There's something that is so crazy over there.
Update.
I don't love
something that's
that
so
I
crazy.
Can't see Jenny in the I records can see her. Room. There's just a bunch of gross stuff in there.
I know. I do know that. But she's literally just sitting there.
That's good.
Flopping back and forth on that broken chair.
There's a person that has a vat.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of untoward pictures.
So true.
That have been hand-drawn onto the walls.
So
of
true.
Studio.
And even probably some of these vinyls are...
That's probably why you don't see a lot of kids in the old WMFO.
Yeah, you know what? We're about at time anyways.
We're at time. I think that'll do it. Great stuff
out here.
There. Yeah. You're listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Fast and Loose.
It has been Fast and
Nev
Loose.
With Nev and Nate.
Person is a nurse.
All right, Jenny, you want to say goodbye?